Welcome to Still Speaking. We in here getting ready to launch our new podcast. I'm here at the Reminding Coffee and
Creative House
here in a wonderful, pleasant room of Studio 7. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it. I got a good friend, a partner, a board member here, Steve, who is the owner of this establishment, a partner of the establishment. And we're just going to talk about our partnership. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming to Studio 7 at the Reminding. And, you know, one of the things that we're passionate about is like amplifying the voice of the faithful. And as we're getting to know you, Brother Corey, you definitely are the voice of the faithful, man. And so it's an honor to just sit here with you and just have a good conversation. So look forward to it.
Hey, let's get it. Well, today what we wanted to really just talk about and address is, you know, what drew you to FCA, not just the ministry itself, but, you know, what is it about it that drew you in and become a partner and a donor to FCA?
Well, first, it relationship. My neighbor, Rock Kendrick, called me up one day and he said, "Steve, you know, there's been something that's been on my heart and I've been meaning to tell you this, and your name has come up a couple times in conversations." And I said, "Well, what's going on?" He said, "Well, have you ever heard of FCA? And I said, "Well, I've heard of it a little bit, but I'm not too familiar. I could probably guess what is happening. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I can guess, but I don't know a whole lot. So, you know, I'd like to learn more." And he said, "Well, you know, I know you got a lot of kids and I know you'd like to coach and you do some teaching. And, I just feel like the Lord's put your name in my heart." And, I said, "All right, well, let's get together and let's chat." And so, you know, I think that's where it started, is just from a good relationship with a friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember we actually met in here, and, Rock and yourself and Rodney, and I'm not sure if there's anybody else that was it.
Yeah.
So we sat in here, and man, I was just so moved at what is happening. When I heard your testimony and your story and seeing the passion that Rock had and Rodney had for reaching out to the young people in the community through FCA, I was inspired by it. And I said, "Man, this is something I want to lean into." So, and that was only a couple months ago.
Right. But even in that, I mean, we sat down and you being a coach, being an athlete, but now being a donor, did anything just stood out to what made you want to invest in FCA?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I really didn't know what my role would be whenever y'all were chatting about, "Hey, we want you to come on the board, or we want you to be involved." I'm definitely hesitant to just join up on boards and, you know, just to join a board to join a board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to just have a position on a board, right? I want to be impactful.
Right.
A friend of mine told me not long ago that he says no to a lot of things so he can say yes to a few things and be impactful. And that is kind of how I was feeling about FCA. I said, "Man, I really want to pray about, if I say yes here, I want to be in, right? I don't want to just say yes for my selfish reasons, or I want to make sure I can make an impact." And so I prayed about that. And then I was praying about, well, how can I make an impact? And obviously knowing the nonprofit world, I've been around nonprofits for a while. And I know one of the biggest ways is funding. You know, mm-hmm. if you don't have funding, you know, it's kind of hard to run an organization.
Right.
And so that was one thing that I, you know, I knew, and, you know, I'm personally, I want to make sure that I use the resources that I have properly and that they're going into, things that I believe in and that God's calling me to participate in. And, you know, ministering to youth in the community is definitely something that God has put on my heart. So, naturally, I said, "Okay, well, if this is something that I'm going to be involved in, well, probably the first way to do this is to get involved financially." And so that's why I was moved to be a donor, just because I believe in the good work that FCA is doing. It gives, you know, gives glory to God. And I've, in the short time I've been around y'all, I've seen the fruit of that. So.
Awesome. Well, I so with that being said, knowing that you're praying about it and FCA, what separated FCA from all the other organizations that drew, what, you know, what was it that really drew you, that separated us from other interests?
Yeah, so I think for me, just again, going back to the what I believe the Lord's called me to do in this stage of my life is to teach and coach young people,
mm-hmm.
But point to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FCA was just, when I learned a little more about it, it was just, it was a perfect fit for me. It's very, very natural. There's a peace to it. And I think, you know, one of the things that I really like about the FCA is that, you know, Jesus calls us to go. You know, He says, go. He doesn't say, sit back and just, and wait. He says, no, go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for you, for especially, you know, what, getting to know you some, you go, right? And so I really like that. I said, man, this is real. This is actually happening. And so just learning about the, how you go into a school and you minister to coaches and administration and the kids. And if, like you've said, if you can minister to the coach properly, they can help minister to the students, mm-hmm. and the students can help minister to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just very attracted to the going out and sharing the gospel and just showing that you care in the community. I'm very attracted to that. It's very tangible. It's something that you can see. It's not something that is, you know, not that, you know, there's a lot of great ministries out there that right. are doing wonderful things, but that's just attractive to me. You can see the fruit of the labor. And so that's one thing that I was attracted to.
Yeah. Yeah. Our mission field is intentional. When you look at it, the schools, our youth, those that serve the youth, and it's a discipleship ministry. So raising the support is so important because, you know, it's our job to provide the resources that they need. It's great, you know, to have someone and come and minister to kids, but when the kids can minister to kids, when the students can minister to the students. So to provide them with the resources, the tools and the training, and the support that they need, as well as the coaches. That's what I love about FCA and its importance. And when I came in and I met you and got a chance to see the vision that God has given you and the mission that you're on, I said, man, it's a wonderful relationship that we can really grow and blossom. And to gain that support, to gain a brother along the journey.
Amen.
Just as well as you support me, I support you as well. So to partner up, I'm truly excited of what's to come. But as well as those that may be watching this podcast, this video, your support is needed. We're in junior high school, as well as in college. We're not just here in our local area, but we're global. And those resources to equip our student athletes and our coaches to engage them and empower them is our strategy and our method. So for those who choose to become monthly partners, you know, by you becoming a donor and a monthly partner, you know, you bless me by allowing me to meet budget, you know, as that budget grows, so that I'm able to provide the students with resources, or even provide scholarships so they can go to FCA camp or help assist the school with Fields of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to even
I saw Fields of Faith before
you made the decision to come on board. You came out to a Fields of Faith.
I sure did. Yeah, that's right. That was like right after we started chatting. Y'all had a Fields of Faith out at Covington High, and I said, "Man, I'd love to be involved. What can we do to help?" And I think I was talking to someone else on the team, and they said, "Well, I think I said, y'all want some coffee?" You know,
yeah,
kind of easy to do. Mm-hmm. And we landed on hot chocolate because it was kind of cold that evening. And we showed up and served, I think, like 10 gallons of hot chocolate that night. It was awesome. So much fun. Y'all had a praise band playing and you had a great speaker. And yeah, that was awesome. But I can definitely see the need for resources in those moments, because you're bringing in a speaker, you know, you're serving pizza and doing all these things. And so I think that the more funding you can get here, I believe the reach will be even further. I would say, yeah, if there are people that are praying about how do I use the funds that I have to make a true impact in our community, in our next generation, I mean, FCA, I can't really think of a whole lot better spot to put it than FCA. You know, you guys are doing wonderful work, and I've seen the fruit of it, and I'll continue to be a monthly partner. There's no doubt about it. I would, a couple of people that I've already mentioned this to, it's amazing. One person in particular, I mentioned FCA too, and they said, "Oh yeah, I was in FCA when I was in high school. Let me tell you how it changed me."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my gosh."
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, the impact that you're making, is real, and I definitely want to continue supporting it and telling people about it.
Amen. The support also allows us to grow staff. We're just talking about me in this area.
Yeah.
Just imagine if I had other staff that was able to serve alongside me. How much impact would we have?
That's right. How many high schools are you ministering to right now?
So I'm in 8 public high schools, 2 private high schools. Then we're in 4, soon to be 5 junior high schools that I'm serving. And that's not even including the responsibility in Washington Parish. I have someone reaching out about getting FCA started at Bugaloosa High School, as well as, I forgot the other school out there, but just being able to reach and service those schools and provide the resources and the support they need. I'm excited about being in the position. Ministry is really, really, I'm enjoying ministry, but in this time, in this season, I recognize I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
So gaining that monthly support, able to create a budget that allow other staff to bring staff on, to bring some assistance on that can help make a greater impact, far beyond what we can imagine or think. We know that the gospel changed lives, and all we have to do is provide the opportunity for them to hear it and receive it.
That's right. So if someone's feeling the call to go,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We can get in touch with you.
Yes.
And have a conversation.
Yes. Yes. You can get in touch with me through email at csteele, that's csteele.fca.org. Shoot me an email and we begin our communication there.
That's awesome.
Or you can visit our website at neworleansfca.org. And you can contact us, whether it's the North Shore, South Shore, the greater New Orleans area. We're here to serve. And ministry is good and growing.
And I know that one of the easiest things that we could all do is pray for the ministry.
Absolutely.
Just pray for you and the students and the staff and all the board and everyone involved,
yes,
right, to pray for this ministry and that, you know, the gospel will be heard and people's hearts will be open to it and be willing to share their stories with others.
Yes. Yes, yes. There's get involved, get connected. There's plenty of ways, beginning with prayer, definitely. They say the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Come on, help out, volunteer. If there's a school that you're interested in or praying for, send me an email on that as well. If there's a club that want to get started with FCA, a school that want to start FCA at their school, reach out. Let's get involved. Let's get connected. But more importantly, pray, then consider giving, becoming a monthly partner. Your financial partnership will help us reach further and deeper and have a greater impact with resources, with ministry, with our community. We're here and we're involved and we're active.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you get lucky, you get to hang out with Brother Corey.
Come on, now, right, let's man. Get it, and baby. Let's get it.
And be inspired.
Yes, that's yes. Right. Look, I'm the self-proclaimed number one motivational speaker from the South. And I go hard. I get excited. I say this here. My top five things that I love talking about. I say this here with joy.
All right.
You know, my number one thing to talk about is God. I don't care how I'm feeling, what I'm doing. I don't mind talking about God. My second thing is sports. We can talk, I don't care how I'm feeling, we can talk about sports. My third thing is food. I don't care how I'm feeling, what's going on, I can talk about food. Now, fourth or fifth, maybe my wife, maybe my, it all depends on
out.
Where we're at. You know how that is. Just saying, you know, when you and your spouse ain't seeing how you're like, she doing good.
Right, watch out now.
But regardless how I'm feeling.
That's right.
I can talk about God. I can talk about sport, and I can talk about food. So I get charged up when you're in a room, no different than whether it's the barbershop or you're hanging out and your favorite team is playing. You see how sports is that universal melting pot. It everybody comes together.
Brings people together.
It brings people together. I don't care what sport it is. It can be tennis, golf, whatever. Yeah. It brings us together. Why not add Christ in that? Why not? Why not add Christ to the conversation? It's a wonderful platform where we're all together cheering. Whether we're on opposite ends of it, we're still cheering together and rejoicing. That's a wonderful atmosphere to share the gospel.
Beautiful.
So I get excited. I get pumped up, especially when I'm around some kids. So let's get it,
that's
baby.
Right. You get to hang out with Brother Corey. I mean, that's the bonus.
Hey,
that's right.
Hey, it's all glory to God. I get to hang out with you.
All right.
Hey, so thank y'all for tuning in. It's been wonderful. Any closing remarks, anything to share?
No, man. Love what you're doing, and you got my support, and I'd love for people to get to know you and your heart for your ministry. So, yeah, anybody that's interested, reach out to Brother Corey. You won't be disappointed.
Come on. And stay tuned for our podcast. We will be launching the podcast real soon. So I'm excited through the partnership of Studio 7 and The Reminding. I'm just truly excited for this next adventure that we're about to have. So stay tuned. God bless.